us, oh Lord, that we can be ministers.
Amen.
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 Yes.
You know, 10 years ago, I would think of, you know, if someone were to say, you know, you'll be a minister, you know, I would look at them like they had two heads. You know, I just didn't have a full concept of what it is to be a minister or a priest of the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, when I think of priest, I think of the person with the little cap. And, yeah, you know, all these robes and everything. I would think I don't want to be anything like that. But, you know, when we look at the word and to see what a priest really is.
Yeah,
you know,
we want to be like that.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
To worship him in spirit.
Yes.
Amen.
I saw in 1 Peter, it says, 1 Peter 1:13. In order to be a priest, we have to live a certain way.
Yes. Amen.
1 Peter 13.
1:13. Yes.
Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
As obedient children,
not
conforming yourselves to the former lusts, as in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Because it is written, be holy, for I am holy.
Concerned with this world and the lust of this world, and my mind wasn't sober, and I just praise the Lord that today I have a sober mind and I can really set my mind on the Lord.
Amen.
I enjoyed in Ezekiel chapter 44 how the sons of Zadok could draw near to the Lord, while the other Levites could not.
Right.
I was thinking about how much, especially when we're busy or we're tired or we're weary, you know, we tend to go into, let's say, autopilot, right? We just maybe do things, but we may not really consider the Lord and draw near to him. And, it's really strange, though, because, you know, if you think about it, you know, in any household, you know, to draw near to those in it is the best thing ever, right? In my house, you know, if I'm just there to be a servant for Christine and, you know, not draw near to her presence, but I'll do all the cooking and all the cleaning. And, it's really strange. It would be really strange. But the Levites, because they just, you know, they were so used to doing things but not really drawing near to the Lord, you know, they really missed out.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Being just a servant in the house is not that great. But really getting into the Lord's presence, you know, that's the greatest thing ever.
Amen.
That's the most important thing.
Yes.
I really enjoyed just that the sons of Zadok really saw that, and they wanted to draw near and minister to the Lord.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, I'm touched really in a quite practical way. We read in Ezekiel 44, verse 15.
Yes.
And I'm just going to read it again. But the priests, the Levites, the sons of Zadok, who kept charge of my sanctuary, when the children of Israel went astray from me, they shall come near me to minister to me, and they shall stand before me to offer to me the fat and the blood, says Lord God.
Yes.
I'm touched by they shall come near me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because in Germany we also had certain meetings about the whole temple and the priesthood. But it really touched me. The first thing is to come near to him.
That's right.
The whole ministry begins to come near to the Lord.
Yes. Amen.
It's also in Peter. We had read before 1 Peter 2, verse 5, and in verse 4, it begins with coming to him
yes.
as to a living stone.
Amen.
So coming to him.
Yes.
So it's really practical.
Just
come to the Lord.
Amen.
And it's the first step to grow into the priesthood.
Amen. Yeah.
Because when we come to him, the Lord can reveal himself and what is his will to us.
That's right.
Amen.
So this is the next thing. When we just stand in his closeness, in the relationship with him, that's where when he can speak to us and reveal his will and also heal us. Yeah, because we are quite not in the right measurement, or I could say we are quite complicated in our soul. Yeah, but when we come close to him, so he can change every aspect which doesn't fit to his will into his will, so that we are really the vessels he can just fill with all which he is.
Amen.
So, yeah, may the Lord go on with us.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Thank
you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. We can come to you as a living stone.
Amen. Amen.
Rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God.
God.
Amen.
Amen.
Precious.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, we want to come to you.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. I'm really touched by what Harry shared right now. Many times for us to serve the Lord is to do something for God.
Yes.
And so we read books, we look in methods, we have our own concepts, and we thought of many things to do, how to do it, and that caused a lot of trouble.
Yes.
Really, for yourselves and for others. According to the Bible, the most wonderful privilege of a priest is not to do something for us. It is the wonderful right and privilege to come near to him.
Amen.
To come into his presence.
Yes.
If you take a look at the White House, there's so many people serving, they're doing a lot of things, but there are not too many people that can approach the president. So today, you have a lot of people doing things for God, very, very busy, very busy. But you don't see many people spending time before the Lord's presence.
Oh, yes.
You know, in the Old Testament days, God dwells in the most holy place. It's called the Holy of Holies. Nobody could enter it. Unfortunately, because they are unholy.
Yes.
You know, if you're not holy, you cannot enter into the Holy of Holies. So, consequently, only once a year the high priest could enter in. Can you imagine once? So, you can really see what a wonderful privilege. What a wonderful privilege. Even to enter into the holy place, not everybody could enter. But in the New Testament, we do have the privilege, and yet that privilege doesn't mean that I just ran into it the way I am. No, you get into trouble. First Peter, as our brother had read this morning, chapter 1, that we should be holy, because He is holy.
Amen.
If we don't take care of the holiness, if I am fleshly and I'm just myself, and how can I come into His presence? We are so doctrinal and religious in our thoughts, and actually not subjective at all. And thinking that, oh, okay, I just believe and walk in. And you do that, you just walk in. No, God is the living God. You better know how to behave yourself in the house of the living God. That's what Paul said.
Yes.
Now, how do you behave? By living a life that is in the Spirit.
Amen.
The sons of Zadok are those who are faithful to God.
Amen.
Faithful to God.
Yes.
In the days of old, during the age of the Old Testament times, the time when God's people didn't care for God and they just wanted to do anything they wanted. So the Levites generally just catered to their needs.
Yeah.
Okay, this is what they want to do. Let's serve them according to what they wanted to do. No, but the sons of Zadok, and Zadok, the priest, no, he was faithful.
Amen.
Because, and the big difference is that he cares for what God wants.
That's right.
Not what people want. What Paul said in Galatians chapter 1, he said, if I still am pleasing men, then I am not a bondservant of Christ. So if you are serving God, you should only care for how to please God.
Amen.
And listen to Him.
Amen.
And be obedient. And be like Him.
Amen.
Not to please man.
Right.
To do what man wants. Or just man please.
Yeah.
Things please.
Oh, Lord.
It is very important for us to see this point, and that this is what this whole conference is about.
That's right. Amen.
To see that there is a difference
in
our service.
Amen.
Toward God.
That's right.
Don't just be a person doing things this is the right way, that is the right way. Do it like that at the end. You will just destroy the church life. You will not be building. You know, whatever we do in the church life, to be well-pleasing to God must be something for God's sake.
Amen.
And before you even do anything, you already cause so much problems and opinion and fighting and conflict. Before even you did anything, you're tearing down God's house. What kind of building is this? This should not be the way we serve in God's house.
That's right. Amen.
Whatever we do in God's house must be according to Him.
Amen.
Must be well pleasing to Him.
Amen.
Must be for the building up, not for the tearing.
Amen.
And don't think there is no such difference. And why do I share it in this way? Because I want you all, within your heart and in your spirit, to wake up.
Yeah.
Because this is not just a matter of doctrine. You know, many of you have been in the church life for some time. You're not new. So, we really need to wake up. Now is not a time just to learn some doctrines or listen to some teaching. Now is a time for us to enter into the reality.
Amen. Yes.
Practical.
Right.
Experience of such a living priesthood.
Amen.
40-some years ago, I was in church life, quite deeply involved. And now 40, 50 years later, I've seen it is not a simple thing. It really is not a simple thing.
That's right.
You may have the knowledge, but you don't have the reality.
Yeah.
And many people heard this and heard that, and, but 40 years later, 50 years later, there's still no reality. Mm-hmm. It's not simple. And if it were simple, the Lord didn't have to wait for 2,000 years. And until this very day, it's 2,000 years since the Lord came. Where is that? Really? So as I shape, and as I am still here today in the church life, many times I told the Lord, Lord, when are you finally going to get what you are after? You think it's simple, especially all of you young people, you think it is simple. It is not simple. But it is possible.
That's right.
Because this is what God wants.
Amen.
So you can see what we're reading, Ezekiel. When the Lord comes back, and he's just talking in Ezekiel concerning the Jews. Now, we are not the earthly people, we're the spiritual people. But the principle is the same. So when the Lord comes back, there is a difference between those who are faithful and those who are not faithful.
Yes, definitely.
There's definitely a difference.
Amen.
And in the New Testament, well, there's a reward and there is the punishment. The unfaithful Levites among the Jews, they can still serve in the outer court. But for us, as the spiritual people, there's no outer court for you to serve. There's the outer darkness. Your choice is not whether you serve in the inner court or the outer court. That would have been still okay. Although you're missing a lot. You cannot come into his presence. They cannot come near me, God said. Right? Well, okay, at least I'm still in the outer court. But for us, in the New Testament believers, there's no outer court for you. There's outer darkness.
Yeah.
Enjoy. There's the beating. The Levites, who were not faithful, they didn't get any beatings. But the Lord says, a servant who knew God's will and didn't do it will get more beatings than a servant who didn't do it because he didn't know. And you'll be saved, but as through fire. The Levites in the Old Testament who were not faithful, they didn't have to go through fire.
Yeah.
Because they really didn't know any better. But today, you're born again. Christ lives in you. And you don't care for the living Christ in you. I don't know what you care for. There's so many other things. And just So, there is a difference. Whether you are a faithful servant or you're not. What about that servant in Matthew chapter 25 who got one talent and buried it? And when the Lord came back, he dug it up and said, Lord, here is your. What is the Lord says? Oh, at least you didn't lose it. Did the Lord say that? The Lord says, you wicked servant. Throw him out in the outer darkness where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. The Lord himself said that. You know, he's not trying to scare us. But this is really what is going to happen with the Lord. It doesn't mean that, you know, we really all need to see the seriousness of it. Don't be clouded by religious concept of the last 2,000 years of tradition. Come back to the living world.
Amen.
So here, the main topic of this conference is to be like the sons of Zadok.
Amen.
They were faithful.
Yes.
You know, during the time of David, everybody went after David's David's son. What is his name?
Solomon.
No, the other son.
Oh, Absalom.
Absalom.
Absalom. Oh, come on. Don't forget that.
That's what I said.
He is handsome. Wonderful locks of hair. Popular. Everybody liked him. And so everybody thought he was going to be the king, and so went after him. And he was rebellious, and he was even going to kill David, actually.
Yeah.
Yes. So everybody went after him, but Zadok the priest stood with David. He was faithful.
Amen.
So today everybody is going after religion, mega churches, and wow, nice choir, great work, good entertainment, etc. Well, everybody's going that way. But which way are you going? God's way has never been popular among God's people. This is a fact.
Yeah, sadly.
So, it is worthwhile today to be faithful.
Amen.
I don't care if you're capable or you're not capable. God doesn't care about that. Right? But are you faithful to Him?
Amen.
Do you know what you really want?
Yes.
Are you one who is following the Lamb wherever He goes?
Oh,
are
amen.
You taking the narrow way
yes.
that leads unto life?
Amen.
And the Lord Himself said, not too many.
That's right.
Want to go the narrow way. In all big cities, there is always a Broadway. Whether it's New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, there's always a Broadway. I've never heard a street called the
narrow way.
I don't think anybody would like to really live there. But everybody likes to go to the
narrow way.
It's quite true.
But the Lord says the Broadway leads to destruction. The narrow way leads to life. So do you want to take the popular way, or do you want to take the way of the Lord? The way of the Lord has never been popular since the day He came to us 2,000 years ago.
That's right.
So focus on the sons of Zadok.
Amen.
Because they were the faithful.
Right.
And they were the one who can really draw near to God.
Mm-hmm.
And to really serve God, you need to draw near to Him.
Amen.
Because if you don't draw near to Him today, don't wait until that day. If today you don't have the habit of drawing near to Him and live before His presence, you won't be drawing near to Him.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen.